So, what are we to make of this? Why did Ash, focal figure of the Scoria, go against doctrine and permit two boys who were both failures and traitors to fly free? What was it this killer saw in two near orphans that, shall we say, softened his heart? We do not know. Neither did Pilio, whose memoirs bring us this story. But we do know this. In the final days of Orokin rule, as towers fell and death came for the white and gold gods, the Scoria were not spared. No. Rather, their senior ranks, the mentors and chief assassins, were exterminated to a figure in a pogrom of ruthless and breathtaking efficiency. A near total destruction led, in the main, by Ash. Curious, no?